about the Buffalo Bills running back?
Well, I mean, the running back, you know, Shady, he's a dynamic player. And one thing about him, he's always been able to, you know, put a foot in the ground and make a lot of plays. You know, sometimes he plays are designed to go one way, but he, you know, is probably one of the only backs I've seen in a while that has that ability to put a foot in the ground and take it out the back door. So he's a very dynamic player, great player. Again, it's a fun guy to be around. You know, I really enjoyed him as a teammate, fun guy to be around. But it'll be fun playing against him as well. I know he's going to bring his A game, but, you know, we're ready for him.
When you have a style of running back like that, does that change mentally how you approach him? You know he can be shifty like that and make it better?
Not really change, but everybody just has to be locked in as far as gap assignments or as far as guys who are on the backside of run plays, just really have to be in tune to know that even though the play is went to the left or right, it can come back to the other side.
At the moment you heard he was traded, what was your first reaction?
I was shocked that he was traded, honestly, you know, because he was, you know, one of our best players. So I was kind of shocked to hear that he was traded.
How about Tyrod Taylor? I mean, what kind of challenge does he present? Yeah,
Tyrod does a really good job of throwing the deep ball. I'm really impressed with the way he throws the ball downfield. He does a really good job. Has a lot of speed on the outside. You know, guys go up making plays. And, you know, again, he has the ability. They will run him with the ball. They have a few quarterback runs in there. They allow him to run the ball a little bit. And, again, he's the guy that has the ability to scramble and get first down. So, something we're going to have to keep our eyes on him inside as well and get good pass rush up in the inside.
You guys talk about the fact that the opportunity is still there for this division and to win the division and go to the playoffs.
I don't think it's understood, so it doesn't have to be really said. You know, guys just have to come out and continue to work. Like we worked last week, we had a great week of work. So as long as we come in and just continue to work, put work in throughout practice, have the energy that we need here in practice, we'll be fine.
Tyrod, one of those quarterbacks. Well, you have to put a spot on him because if he takes off, unlike a lot of people, he does have that next gear to take over.
Yeah, depending on how the game is going, you know, I see we definitely have to have eyes on him, whether it's a spy or however we decide to defend him. You know, everybody has to be locked in on him and keep my eyes on him. You know, even though he's dropping back in the pocket, he can pull it down anytime.
Your playing time was down last week against a team that runs as much as Buffalo. Do you expect to be on the field more?
We'll see how it goes, you know, week to week. We'll see how it goes. Whenever my number is called, I'm ready to go.
Good.
Good. Thank you. Guys.